And a warm hearted good morning. Welcome to yet another edition of Brandpunt, where we tackle contentious issues that affects our Christian world on a daily basis. Well, you probably know about this, but the Department of Basic Education, otherwise known as the DBE, has recently come under scrutiny for, and listen to this, the implementation, it's already been done, of the gender responsive pedagogy for early childhood education, also known as the ECE toolkit, developed in collaboration with the University of Stellenbosch and funded by a 40 million rand grant, a Belgium-based organization company known as VVOB. The EC toolkit aims to train pre-primary and primary educators to promote transgender ideology and gender diversity amongst children as young as, well, from the ages of 0 to 9 years old. We've contacted the organization Freedom of Religion and spoken to the executive director, Michael Swain, about their concerns and how it affects us as parents. Don't stray or go away, as we'll be back right after this. Well, as promised, Michael, warm-hearted good morning. Thank you so much, as always, for joining Radio Pulpit. Those who've never met you in person, how do you normally introduce yourself? Just a short background bio of who you are, please.
Well, thank you so much for having me on the show. My name is Michael Swain. I'm the Executive Director of Freedom of Religion South Africa. That's why we're known as 4SA. And we are a legal advocacy group, a non-profit, that is dedicated to upholding our religious freedom rights as guaranteed by the Constitution of South Africa. And of course, that also includes very specifically parental rights, the rights of parents to pass on their own values, their own beliefs to their own children. And that's really what we are engaging with the matter in hand about specifically. So that is what 4SA does, and wherever there's a fight for faith and freedom, that's where you're going to find us.
All right. Do get a pen and paper handy. I'm going to ask Michael at the end of our conversation to just give us contact details, as they depend on the goodwill of you, the public, our listeners as well. So please get a pen and a paper handy. Michael, thank you once again. The ECE toolkit for gender responsive pedagogy for early childhood education. Can I start by asking you, where does this ECE toolkit come from, and what is its status at the moment?
Well, the ECE toolkit was developed by the Department of Basic Education in collaboration with the University of Stellenbosch and funded by a 40 million rand grant from a Belgian-based organization called VVOB. The intention of this toolkit is to train pre-primary and primary school educators or teachers to promote transgender ideology and gender diversity among children in that age bracket. So in other words, you're talking about teaching this to little children ages 0 to 9 years. So think, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7-year-olds. And of course, that is something which is and has been challenged by a coalition of senior faith leaders representing over 20 million people from the Christian, Islamic, and traditional African spirituality faiths. And they have met with the Department of Basic Education following the discovery of this DBE's ECE toolkit.
So there's clear concern, 20 million people, the so-called coalition senior faith leaders in South Africa, outspoken about this. What exactly is it that the coalition is most concerned about?
Well, there is no right that the DBE has to effectively implement a single ideology into the education system at all, and arguably least of all at this very early stage of education. I mean, you know, pre-primary and primary school, you're talking about little children, and they are being trained, these teachers. And the goal of the training, by the way, is important. The goal of the training is to essentially I'm just looking it up for the exact wording that they use. Yes, to help them, that is little children, break free from harmful gender stereotypes that hold them back in life. Now, this is essentially an accusation that parents who are teaching their children the biological truth, that there are only men and women and boys and girls, are actually harming their own children. And of course, that is very divisive. That potentially pits parents against teachers and even children against their parents. So this is much more than a teacher training for, say, some new educational technique or to use some piece of equipment. The design of this training is to create a transgender culture in the classroom within which all education will take place. So, of course, in doing so, you're not only imposing a single ideology on sex and gender into pre-primary schools, you're not even educating here. You're actually indoctrinating children. And, of course, worse still, you're indoctrinating small children who have no capacity at the stage of their development to process this type of information and will be deeply confused as a result. Now, it's worthwhile stepping back and remembering that the paramount consideration in education is what is in the best interest of the child. Can that possibly be in the best interest of the child? The coalition is obviously arguing no, and it might be worthwhile giving some specifics of what is actually in this ECE toolkit, because this is not something that's, you know, been done under the covers. I mean, it's only just been discovered, but it's there, these materials, for all to read and see.
We thank God for organizations such as yourself, Freedom of Religion, 4SA, to train pre-primary and primary educators to promote transgender ideologies and gender diversity amongst children from 0 to 9 years old. I just want to make sure that I got it right there. Where does it leave us as parents? Where does it leave us? What is our legal position on parental rights then?
Well, I mean, I think, first of all, let's just give you some exact quotes as to what is being taught to, or what teachers are being trained to do. Because don't forget, this is not just teacher training. Teachers are going to then teach the children that we're talking about, little children. And here's some quotes. Ask yourself as a parent if you're happy with this. It says that teachers must, and I'm quoting, ask learners from a young age for their preferred name and pronouns. In other words, they're going to ask your child who might be called John, are you happy to be called John? Would you like to be called Jenny instead? Are you happy with being called he or she? And more specifically, the training goes on to say that teachers must use, and I'm quoting again, they, them pronouns, because this lets children know that we cannot assume someone's gender identity just by looking at them. So they're literally going to create a culture in the classroom where they're going to tell children, you cannot believe your eyes. You cannot believe, if you're looking at little Jenny, that that is little Jenny. It might be little Jimmy. Then, and again, this is all in the toolkit, they must encourage children to use toilet facilities that correspond with their own gender identity. They must work with children to foster understanding of gender diversity. They must make room for children who may be exploring their gender identity, and they must demonstrate, i.e. actually, you know, make sure that, if the point hasn't been made already to these little children, that gender identity should not be assumed. Now, if you're concerned about that as a parent, and I think many parents will be concerned about that, that this program is being implemented in every pre-primary and primary school in South Africa, then even now, I would recommend that you make a note of the forsa.org.za website. That's forsa.org.za, because there's a link there that can give you more information on this, and also a button that you can click to have your say, because the department has given us an email address that parents who may be concerned can write to and let them know what they think about this.
Well, there you have Legal Eagles willing to fight the fight for you, because this is definitely something that needs to be addressed. Michael, can I ask you, are you aware, were parents given the opportunity, if any, to give their views and inputs on this so-called toolkit that we're talking about?
Not that we're aware of. And that is one of the big problems, because to give you back to the legal position, in law, it is settled law in South Africa and in international law, which is binding on South Africa, and in the Department of Basic Education's own policy paper, the White Paper on Education, that parents have, and I quote, the inalienable right to educate their own children and to bring them up with their own views and values and beliefs, especially in the area of childhood education and when children are in an early stage of development. And the state has a duty to consult with parents. So that is the legal rights that parents have. And just because you might not have exercised those rights, be given the opportunity to exercise those rights, doesn't mean to say that you can't exercise them at any time, because they are inalienable. Inalienable means that they're not given to you. They are recognized as yours simply by virtue of the fact that you are a parent. And therefore, you have the right to educate and raise your child, not the department, not the government. So that is very much, I think, what parents need to consider, because in essence, their right to educate their children has been and is being, even as we speak, bypassed.
So at the start of this program, we mentioned that the Department of Basic Education, DBE, has recently come under scrutiny for the implementation of this so-called gender-responsive pedagogy. So I believe they have defended this toolkit because what it stands for, the Department for Basic Education. What is your stance on, say, well, they had full right to do this?
Well, yes, they not only claim they have the full right to this, they've done it already. So this has been rolled out already in KwaZulu-Natal. They did a pilot project, and that was in, I think, 2019. And subsequently, we know that they've rolled this out in at least 5 provinces. So they, when we met with them, the coalition, the first time was in December last year. And essentially, they were presented with a comprehensive 35-page position statement that detailed a summary of the concerns and also the applicable South African law. And it essentially accused the department of indoctrinating small children into a gender ideology at an age where they cannot possibly process what they're being taught. It reminded the DBE of the parents' inalienable rights. It demanded that this stop immediately. And they also asked for a family values unit to be considered, to be set up within the DBE to ensure that a diversity of views are considered. Now, in a subsequent meeting, which was at the beginning of March, the DBE gave their response. And their response said that they believe that the religious freedom rights of parents to educate their own children with their beliefs and values are in fact limited. And they defended the rollout of this transgender ideology because they claim that they are entitled to and a supplement, they said, the views and values of parents with constitutional principles. They also, interestingly, claimed that there is a separation of church and state, so they cannot promote any form of religious views in schools, only secularism, which is, of course, a religion. And they use then capital letters in their response to say that they will continue to roll this program out and to teach transgender ideology to little children, whether parents or faith community leaders like it or not. And it should be mentioned, I think, that the coalition has made every effort to reach out to government. There have been multiple attempts to engage with the Minister of Basic Education and the presidency to intervene, but so far they have failed to respond. So this is a situation, and obviously now we believe that it is the moment for parents to actually speak up and have their say, because it is parents whose children are being indoctrinated into this ideology.
You've touched on it briefly, but they talk about this ECE toolkit, introduction of new language rules, preferred names, pronouns. You've touched on it, even forced language. What can parents now do? How can the public, particularly parents, ensure that they have a say in this? Because as you've said, they've implemented it. It's there. It's already in KwaZulu-Natal. What can be done? What is the next step here?
Well, it's in at least 5 provinces, not just KwaZulu-Natal. That was already 5 years ago that they were doing this. So what can parents do? Well, we believe that the best way of exercising our rights in a democratic society is to have your say, to make your voice heard. And so for SA, we have set up on our homepage of our website a very simple click-through. It is a single image on the homepage, and you can have your say. There's a button which says have your say. That takes you through to a platform we've worked with many times in the past, Dear South Africa. And there's a simple Q&A and an opportunity for you to write freehand what you may want to say over and above that. But it will literally take you as a parent or even as a concerned citizen, because I think we all should be concerned about this, 2 minutes to literally put an email together, and that will be sent straight through to the department. Now, already, even just in the first day, well over 2,000 people have already written in. So this is obviously something which is a concern to parents. And we believe that unless parents do exercise their right, which is to make sure that they are consulted and that their views are respected, then obviously the department will take it as a green light to just keep going with this. But if enough parents speak up at this time and say, no, we were not consulted and we're not happy with what's happening, then there's at least the opportunity for this to come under review.
Well, there is a voice speaking out for SA, Freedom of Religion South Africa. And of course, the church has got a voice as well. Put it in a nutshell for us, the crux of this debate surrounding the ECE toolkit and how the coalition aims to protect the right and cultural diversity of South Africans in the context of the ECE toolkit.
Well, the crux of the issue is that the Department of Basic Education has no legal right to be indoctrinating small children at such a young age with something that is so controversial. It is medically and scientifically and even from a religious point of view controversial that a man can be a woman or a woman can be a man, a boy can be a girl can be a boy. And that is what is now being taught to these little children at this very tender and impressionable age. And what can you do? Well, as I say, have your say, make your voice heard. If enough people raise their voices and go to the DBE, writing to them via the forsa.org.za website, then there is a good chance that this will come under review. And it must come under review, because once this gets into the minds and hearts of little children, that level of confusion does not come out. And it is very important, which is why we have a right to pass on our views and values to our own children, that this is not subverted and undercut by what the department is now trying to teach them at this very impressionable age.
What's happening next on the timeline? Is there a timeline? Is there a deadline? Is there in the foreseeable future something that we can expect to happen forthcoming from this?
Well, I'm pretty confident that if enough people actually do write to the department, which is why we really believe that this is the best thing to do, that at some point those numbers will simply weigh up. You know, we always have to remember that politics is a numbers game. And if enough parents are sufficiently upset by this, then it must come under review, because the department is not a law unto itself. They are public servants. They are servants of we the people. And if enough we the people say, no, stop this, we don't want this, then they must listen. And at that point, at some point, definitely a legal action will be able to be taken to perhaps prevent this. But first of all, let's go the democratic route, of course, and also look to negotiate. And I mean, nobody wants a fight, to be honest with you. And the coalition has said right from the beginning that they are very, very open to further dialogue with the department on this matter.
You don't have to reinvent the wheel. It's already been done for you. Thank you so much, Executive Director Michael Swain from 4SA, Freedom of Religion South Africa, bringing us up to speed on this Department of Basic Education's implementation of the gender-responsive pedagogy for early childhood education. It's quite a mouthful, but I think you've got the gist of it. Michael, in closing, once again, if people want to reach out to you, the links are there, the work's been done, everything is there. It's merely a question of clicking the link, putting your name to it. Where can they get hold of you? I believe we've got around about 400,000 people listening to us on a daily basis. So the floor is yours, sir, in closing.
Well, go to the forsa.org.za website. Click on the link. If you need more information, then there is a page which will give you more information. If you want to see what this is, you can click through and see what this is. This is not something that is, as I said, undercover now. It's something that's very much in the open. But most importantly, click the Have Your Say button and go and take 2 minutes to make a submission to send an email directly through to the Department of Basic Education. They gave us an address, by the way, for parents who might be either supportive or opposed to this. And so we have this opportunity now to have our voices heard.
You have that on the website. And once again, a big thank you, Michael, to you and your team for SA. And thank you so much. Freedom of Religion, speaking to Radio Pulpit Brandpunt this morning. Bless your heart, sir.
Thank you very much indeed.